U.S. athletes won silver and bronze medals in luge in the 1998 Olympics in Nagano, Japan. But the sliding sport is still strange to many Americans. So in advance of the Salt Lake City Games, NPR's Howard Berkus set out to learn more about luge.
Here's something you won't hear at the Winter Olympics.
Our next slider is Howard Berkus, starting from curve number 12, trying out the sport of luge.
Curve number 12 is three-fourths of the way down the Olympic luge track near Salt Lake City. It's where the twisting ice makes a big sweeping loop for the final three curves. Real luge sliders start from the top, grab handles over the ice, rock back and forth, then shoot forward, spike gloves paddling the ice for speed. I start at curve 12, the baby start, wearing black Lycra, blue fleece, and elbow pads, as Coach John Owen of USA Luge blocks my sled with his feet.
Okay. You want me to climb in yet?
Yep, or? Climb on in. Okay. And the first thing you want to do, see this one piece of metal right here? It's called the front bridge. Sit right down on that.
I stretch out, face up, and feet first, helmeted head hanging over the ice, arms extended to the hips, legs wrapped around the runners, which curl up from the ice like ram's horns. Picture a fuzzy black and blue frog waiting to be dissected.
Now, to steer the sled, if you want to steer to the right, you roll your head to the right, push down with your right shoulder, and then with your left leg. So you're rolling and pushing the way you want to go, okay?
Now, theoretically, my head is down, or...?
In theory, your head is down, but in reality, your head's going to be up.
Okay.
At the Olympic level, you'll see them come down, and their heads will be almost flat. They pretty much memorize the track. They do it all by feel and sensation and sort of an internal memory time. For you, you're going to have your head up. All right, you ready?
I guess I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Tower, John Owen, we are ready at curve 12. Athlete, ready? Sled in track.
All right. Jack from
have a good ride.
The speed is immediate, but there is control. I steer low in the first curve, trying to emerge straight, picking up more speed, hitting the wall, then sliding into big curve 14, the slingshot, which whips me out for a bumpy finish.
Okay.
Oh, according to the play-by-play from the tower, it sounds like you had a pretty good line down through the low point, which is the hardest part of the track from here. Beginner's luck. Yeah, he'll do the typical guy thing where he thinks he's got it wired now, and the next time he's going to start pulling it apart and try and do different things because he thinks, I've got to figure this out. It's a typical guy thing. Women never do that, but guys, they got to play with things, and next time he'll probably bang all over the place or something. Always happens.
And I do precisely that on my second run, banging hard into the wall, scraping and bruising an elbow. 14-year-old Colin Frazier did exactly the same thing just before me, but he's still enthralled with luge.
I guess it's just got that rush. I don't know. It's also because I'm only 14, I don't even have a driver's permit, and I'm already going 54 miles an hour.
All right, here we go. Last time.
Here we go.
My third and final run is clean, no bouncing off the wall. John Owen says that the sense of control is not an illusion.
That's the one misconception in the sport. People think that we just lay there and it's like a water slide and you just sort of ride the track down. But we have very good control. The Olympic level athletes, we coach to within an inch or two of the line. So I could be an inch or two more to the left or the right going in the curves at 80, 90 miles an hour.
I approach 40 on my baby runs, which is probably close to the speed of the one slider I'm sure I could beat, an accidental track tourist who wandered onto the track one day, slipped and fell, and soared down without a sled. The track crew tells me that was one mad moose.
All right, no wall that time.
Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Oh, that was great.
Should be a little gap for you to sneak out up here.
Okay.